If you had the opportunity, would you help your child graduate high school with a college degree? You may be asking, is this a thing? And I am here to tell you unequivocally, yes, it is. Remember from previous episodes, I shared with you that I have 6 kids? Well, I had to do my homework to find out everywhere I can save money, I can help them succeed, and also to keep more money into my pocket. So that is why this topic is so important. In addition to that, I have over 10 years of teaching grade school. I taught 9th grade, 10th grade, 11th grade, and so on. So I have firsthand experience not only from the classroom itself, but also from the inside of my house with my kids doing it as we speak. Are you ready to find out how you can help your child do the same? Well, take your pen and paper and let's get started. Hey, my name is Dr. Gigi Jasmine, and I am obsessed with all things personal development and helping you face your fears, shatter your limiting beliefs, and show up messy in this process of creating a life and business that lights you up. I am the girl from the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere who put herself through school, became an educator, built a real estate business, and wrote the book on conquering your past. Is there a subject that's off limits? No way. Mindset, money, abuse, mental health, family, education are all topics we discuss here. This is the place where you will learn how to be a happy, vibrant, curious, productive, and brave woman who built a life she loves. Grab your lime water and your favorite cozy pillow and get ready to take messy action. This is the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show. This episode is brought to you by How to Help Your Child Graduate High School with a College Degree. That sounds so tempting, sounds so delicious, so juicy, right? But I want to start with this preface. I want to say that this is not for everybody. This is not for the parent who wants their child to have the perfect, uninterrupted, high school career. This is not for the child who cannot keep up with their grades. This is not for the child who is not organized and is not willing to really get the work done. This is not for the child that may be all prepared, but who does not want to do it. I want to make that clear because this is very important that parent and child have to be in sync and has to really have an agreement to get this done. All right, so let me go ahead and start with the very important step. I believe that all of these steps has to do with you as the parent modeling to the child how important learning is. So the first thing I would say is to cultivate the love of learning in your household. So your child can understand that learning is important and that if you really start very young, and I'm talking about reading to your child when they are in the belly, then it's become a routine. It becomes a routine where your kid will know that it's normal to read every day. It's normal to ask my parents questions about anything. It's normal to really venture out and be curious about things and try new things. So cultivate the love of learning and make learning a natural process in your child's life. So they should see you learning as well. They should see you making mistakes. They should see you reading books. They should see you asking questions. They should have a blast having a conversation with you, tackling all sorts of topics. No topic should be off limits. And if your kid asks you a question about a topic, you should be able to answer that topic. You should not delay the answer. I mean, of course, with caution, you will decide how much information you want to reveal. But if the child is interested, it is time to know. It is time to know about it. Because if you don't tell them, guess what? They will find out somewhere else. So cultivate the love of learning. Model good study habits. That's very important, because as they tackle these difficult classes, they will have to really practice some good study habits. If they don't have that good study habits, they will be struggling, and you will have to babysit them every step of the way. One thing that I share with my kids is that I'm not in the babysitting business. All right. We are a partner in this. And when I say in this, I have a 9th, 10th, and 11th grader. And from the time they were in middle school, I had them take additional classes, maybe one class every semester, starting at 6th grade. And classes that I thought they would need, like classes like typing or computer, leadership skills and things like that. So that allowed them to have high school credit while they were in middle school. But if the child is not performing very well, that's going to be difficult to do. I made it a point for me to partner with my kid very early on. And everything that I did, I explained to them why I was doing it and the goal that we had in mind. And God willing, they accepted and they did the work. I'm not saying everything was perfect. I'm not saying they were always on time for everything. No, not at all. But they were able to accomplish the job. Okay? They were able to accomplish the job. I want you, in order for this partnership to work with you and your child, you have to embrace their uniqueness. You have to embrace their gifts and talents and what they are good at and what they want to do. Because if they can't do what they want to do, what they enjoy doing, they will not have the energy or the stamina to do things that may be difficult and things that may not be interesting to them. Like if they're taking a math class, my son was taking a pre-calculus class in 9th grade. And yes, it was hard. It was hard for him, but he knew why he was doing it. He knew he already had established that good study habits, and we already established that good partnership between parent and child and also the school, that he was able to get through it, right? But if you don't allow them to do things that they like, for example, my son plays soccer, he runs track. So if they want to do these things, and from time to time he does play some games, if they're able to do the things that they like, they will have the stamina and the energy to do other things. There's a balance. They know that it has to be a balance. It's been trained and understood from the very beginning. Another thing you have to keep in mind is that for you to be able to do that, you have to have a partnership with your guidance counselor at your school. Okay, so this is important, because from the very get-go, the way that I found out about this opportunity, yes, the schools often send emails or letters home really sharing with us the opportunities that are available to us, but so many of us, we are so busy, sometimes we miss these emails or we miss the voicemails, and we are not in tune of what's going on at the school. Many of us parents, we think that once we send our kids to school, the school will take care of everything. The school will make sure they have what they need and they will graduate them, and that's it. For the most part, they will. They will make sure that they have the credits that they need to graduate, but they're not really in the business of making sure that the student is getting the highest and the best possible classes and credits that they can get in order to accomplish a certain goal or in order to really get into a specific career. Therefore, you as a parent, you have to educate yourself. Make it your business to visit your school district website, where they have all the information about enrichment programs where your child can get access to. And they have a specific time that these programs become open. You have to be mindful of that, and you have to be ready to take advantage of it when the time comes. That is very important. And when that time comes, you have to be able to have a good relationship with your guidance counselor, your child's guidance counselor, for you to talk to them, because they are the expert. They are in there. They know what's available. But the guidance counselors are so busy that they just pretty much give the kids what they need, and that's it. So if you want anything extra, you have to be proactive. You have to take initiative in order for you to really get that benefit. But the benefits are there. It is up to you and the student to take advantage of it. The way that I found out about the programs that my daughters, my son and daughter can get access to, it was one summer. I mean, after they reached sixth grade, you know, the camps, they don't want to do much of the camps anymore. We used to do camps every summer, vacation Bible schools, and everything pretty much that was free in the community, at the library, we were at it. We were doing it. But when they reach a certain age, they have more time on their hands. They probably don't want to do a certain thing. So I asked the guidance counselor, what else can they do over the summer? They used to give them a package to help them get ready for the next grade level. But this particular year, they didn't have a package for them because I guess they excelled in their classes. So I said, what else can we do? She suggested that I could take an online, they can take online classes. And I'm like, where is that? And she told me in Florida, we have this program called FLVS, Florida Virtual School. So I went to the website and I learned a whole lot. I was surprised. I was flabbergasted to see the things that the kids can learn for free. But the kid has to want to learn. If you don't want to learn or spend the time or miss on video games or talking, chatting with your friends, video chatting on your with your friends, then you will not have time to do those extra classes. So I was excited. And I signed them up for a computer class. It was a typing class. I thought that they would really need, and that class became very handy, and they really enjoyed it. They didn't enjoy it very much at the time, but now they really are glad that they took the class. So partner with your guidance counselor, learn about, you know, what programs are available, and then keep track of when they are available. Pay attention, visit the website from time to time, and then you will be able to keep abreast of what's happening. Every school district has this opportunity. So check out your school district. I am in Polk County, Florida, and Polk County, Florida offers dual enrollment. That means the child can actually take classes while in high school and really be among their peers. They can also take classes at the local community colleges and universities, and all the cost is paid by the school. They can also, they have other programs like the Cambridge program where they actually earn 30 to 40 credit hours and then get a full scholarship to the local university. So the job is for you to get to know what's going on in your district and really take advantage of it. So right now I have three kids in high school. My ninth grader, she's already ahead 1 year because of those extra classes. Everything I had my son do, who is 2 years older than her, she did. So she's ahead of all of them. And my second child, she didn't want to skip a grade. She had all the classes to really go straight to collegiate. She didn't take that opportunity. She decided to stay for one more year and take dual enrollment classes. So right now she's taking three college credit classes along with the other high school classes. And I have my son in collegiate. He's fully in collegiate and taking college classes. He has an opportunity to graduate with up to an associate's degree at this point. And you may not believe it, but the school district actually allow you to even get as high as a bachelor's degree. But that is a very difficult task. But whoever wants to do it, it's available to them. It's very important that you keep abreast of all of these things, because, hey, you know, we want to save money everywhere we can. And if we can get a college education for our kids for free, why not take advantage of it? I would love it very much to connect with you. Please follow us on our Facebook page at the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, or you can join us at Women Entrepreneurs Breaking Barriers to get weekly motivation, inspiration, life tools, and business tools to really empower you to take unstoppable action. Hey, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show and if you learned something, please tell us on our Facebook page, The Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, or join us at Women Entrepreneurs Breaking Barriers on our Facebook page. Also, one of the best gifts you can give me is a review at Apple Podcasts. Hop on in there. And I want to hear from you. I mean, it encourages me, and I get so excited when I get a message from you. Thank you so much again for listening. See you next time.